Up next, it's a crucial contest for Minnesota's playoff hopes as the Vikings ship looks to turn things around against the Jaguars.
Bring it in tight. Bring it in tight.
Nice and tight, baby.
Hey, it's time now. It's time. We got to go get it. Do your job on every play. Just execute and focus on your work on every play. And do it for one another. We a family. We a brotherhood. Let's win on three, baby.
Let's go, baby.
Win on three. One, two, three. Win.
It is sunny in 73. If you're back in the cities or on the Vikings radio network, welcome to sunny Jacksonville for Vikings and the Jags.
They're going to have to trust and lean on each other like never before, because right now all you have is each other.
So Sam Bradford and the Vikings offense will start from the 25-yard line. Now he throws, and it's caught after the bobble by the tight end Kyle Rudolph, and he takes it all the way down to the Jaguars' 32-yard line.
Paul, how about that? That's exactly what this offense needs. 3D, beautiful protection up front, gave Bradford all the time in the world.
One Bradford shotgun, Jacksonville blitzes, so Sam goes deep to Thielen, caught at the 30-yard line, near side 25-20. So game. Adam Thielen is such a nice football player.
Well, the first one was ad-lib. This one is scripted, and a Vikings offense that has struggled with the big play starts this game off with one to start each drive.
At the 20-yard line, Stephon Diggs. Bradford with three deep connections today.
That's what everybody talks about making plays. Stephon Diggs with a huge catch for the Vikings.
Protection for Bradford, Paul, has been very, very good. Jacksonville has not been able to do a whole lot up front, so nice job by the offensive line.
Here's a big rush. Bradford gets away from it, dump center of the field to McKinnon. Makes a man miss at the 45, and he broke his ankles. That was sweet.
And Telvin Smith gets up with that look on his face like, I hope nobody saw that. Hey, Telvin, the whole world saw it.
Huge blitz. Sam steps away from it. He can run all day if he wants. There he goes. Look at Sam slide at the 40. Main man Sam with a 16-yard run.
It almost looked like a quarterback draw. It was like a lead blocker leading up on the blitzer.
Third down and 10. And the catch is made by Cordell Patterson.
Cordell dives close to the first down. Yes, he got it. Huge first down for the Vikings.
And this is going to be another tough afternoon for that offensive line of the Jaguars up front. You're going to have to account for another very good defensive line.
Protected decently. Now he's hit and he's sacked by Brian Robinson. Oh, Brian Robinson caught Blake Bortles from behind. And for Robinson, it's his seventh sack.
And they still could not protect Bortles. So great job, great start by the defense.
A concern coming into this game against this Minnesota front. Boy, Everson Griffin, he just gets underneath the leverage of Kelvin Beachum, drives him back.
And on third and short, handoff TJ Yeldon, stretch right. Boom! Veteran Chad Greenway with a stick. Greenway smacks Yeldon. The old guy got the kid for a loss of one.
He's got no chance. He goes to cut back inside. He's got a linebacker free right in the running line.
Paul, I know Greenway is getting long in the tooth. This is 13 games into this, baby, and Greenway is playing very well.
The screenplay is one of the plays you go to, but these guys are so athletic, the screenplays are hard to have success with today.
And he is hit for a loss. Eric Kendricks. Breaking through.
Bortles goes play action. He's hit and he's sacked. Everson Griffin has two sacks today. And the Vikings continue to batter Bortles.
Paul, the defensive line, throughout all the ups and the downs,
it's the best defensive line in the NFL.
You would have to think so.
Second down, handoff Asiata, tries the left, sees nothing, spins to the right on Jonathan Cyprian, swayed at the 20. 15 to the 10, Asiata. And he's taken down near the goal line. Matt Asiata with a brilliant run of 21 yards. It's first and goal, Vikings.
Hands down, the best run I've seen Asiata make.
I told you he was going to give you everything he has on every snap. He's kind of stepping outside his comfort zone.
It's 16-12 Jacksonville. Minnesota is knocking on the door.
Well, the first and goal from the three. Similar situation back. Five goal to go plays. No points for the Vikings today.
They need a touchdown. First and goal from the one. Line in front of Asiata. Handoff. Matt up the middle. Second effort is a touchdown! It's Matt Asiata's sixth rushing touchdown this season. And we have taken an 18-16 lead.
Nothing on the ground comes easy. The difference for the Vikings, Paul, in this last drive is that there's been some semblance of a running game. And you look at the Jaguars and you talk about here we go again mentality. They have allowed the Vikings to pound them on the ground.
Second and goal. Off a fake to Asiata. Bradford throws, end zone, touchdown, Kyle Rudolph.
That is his 28th touchdown as a Viking, tying him for the most tight end touchdowns in the history of the team, and we have taken a lead of 24-16. Bortles takes the snap, Vikings rush four, play hit and sack, and thrown down violently by Daniil Hunter, who has 10.5 sacks this season. Manchild!
All right, 61-yard attempt, and it is blocked.
And that's the ball game as Linval Joseph goes to dancing in front of his bench.
1-4 down, Paul. We play at home next week against a team that's struggling a little bit in Indianapolis, and we play better at home, so let's roll.
This is what we can do. We can win, okay? We can win all these games, right? We got a big game coming up this next week, all right? Congratulations, you did a hell of a job. We are working tomorrow. It's playoff time.
All right, Sammy, let's go.
Hey, man, let's go. Start us three. Let's go. Win on three. One, two, three.
Win!